then you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour, a three-hour tour. The weather started getting rough.
Hello, Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director. How are you doing on this fine afternoon?
Good, Michael. Very good. I just got back from jumping a woman in Moorhead. So
what? Hello?
It was my wife.
That's not legal.
Yes, it is.
Well, actually, it is. It's for your wife. You can jump your wife anytime you want.
No. Her battery went. She left the lights. Headlights.
You said you jumped your wife.
No, that's
good
not what I meant.
You.
I did. Booster cables, you know, that whole thing.
You were just going out for lunch. Very nice.
I had to start her car. It was frozen, and it was very cold.
You need to buy her a new car, then.
Well, she does need a different car. It's about a 68 Rambler. So it's
you're driving around about a 2015 SUV Cadillac.
No, Mike. No, nope.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Gosh.
Folks, don't get the wrong impression.
Your wife is driving around a 68.
It's a 2001 Rambler. Mitsubishi Diamante. That's what she has, a 2001 Mitsubishi Diamante, and it's got 178,000 rounds.
I'm surprised she lets you jump her, making her drive that car.
No, and I just put a new battery in it last weekend, and so I think it has something to do with the headlights. Maybe left on.
Turn the headlights on!
But don't forget to turn them off.
Exactly, let's do the 4-pack, 4 o'clock 4-pack. Of top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show, sponsored today for the first time officially by Golf Addiction, the brand new golf simulator, virtual golf experience located at 4474 23rd Avenue South in Fargo.
We were out there the other morning, and boy, that is a nice place. You were hitting... You were on the triple screen simulator?
Yes, yes. The surround sim, we call it.
You had a nice shot at Pebble Beach.
Yes. Down in the rocks, bouncing around into the ocean
for
the seals.
No, Chris was very impressed with that shot of yours. He said, you play a little golf.
Very little.
You said, yes, I do.
I have a gift certificate for $25. I'll give it away in a second. I have a good idea of how to give it away. But $25 to the Golf Addiction. Number four on our list. Well, thank goodness... The fantastic bet between Governor Jack Dalrymple of North Dakota and
the governor of Maryland.
Martin O'Malley. Thomas the Alley Cat. No, Martin O'Malley.
He paid up.
He paid up the bet over the national championship game between North Dakota State and Towson down there in Frisco.
Why is Joel Heitkamp walking around the building with a plunger? I'm just asking. Do you have any idea?
I don't know. Maybe somebody's having a problem.
I don't know. Now he's got it up to his head.
Oh, that's gross.
That must be a new one. Maybe not. Why is he walking around
with a plunger? All the plungers left the building about 6 months ago. That and the toilet paper all went across the street. So he probably had to go out to Walmart and buy another plunger because they don't have any around here.
Okay, what were the bet? The big bet.
Yes, the bet. Maryland Governor Thomas O'Malley Cat. Paid off his bet to Governor Jack Dalrymple. A box of crab cakes were delivered to the North Dakota governor's office.
A box of crab cakes.
That was the bet. Remember, they had that crazy, wacky bet?
And Governor Dalrymple put up some pasta, didn't he?
A case of North Dakota-made Dreamfields low-carb pasta.
He had something to do with the pasta plant at one time, right?
I think he did.
Dakota Growers?
Yeah.
Is that the one that he had something to do with?
Maybe he's got a whole bunch of it down in his basement or something that they couldn't sell. What should we give this guy? We know we're going to crush these guys, so it doesn't matter what the bet is. Hey, I know. Betsy, go in the basement and get a case of that pasta. We'll give them that.
What's a box of crab cakes worth, do you think?
$12? I've no idea. The shipping costs more than the crab cakes, I'm assuming.
A case of pasta, that's probably worth a couple of bucks. That's probably 12 boxes, 24 boxes.
It's probably exactly equal to a couple of bucks, yes.
Was it like...
The cheapest bet in the history of bets between governors.
Was rings or what it was?
Bow ties? I don't know.
You think, maybe, what's Maryland famous for? Crab cakes. Okay.
North Dakota,
how about bison steaks?
Wouldn't
that have been a neat little... I'm not telling the governor what to do. Maybe next time. maybe next time if they're listening in Bismarck, bison steaks.
But there's still more pasta in the basement. He's got to get rid. Next time, 5 or 6 cases of pasta. It'll clear out the basement, the storage unit, a little bit better for you, oh. Governor. Number 3. This is why Pinto was playing the theme to Gilligan's Island Jerky. Breaking news. Russell Johnson, the actor known as the Professor on Gilligan's Island, has died. He was 89 years old.
Yeah, I liked that show when I was a kid.
Great show.
Bob Denver was Gilligan, and Marianne, and what was the other guy?
The old innocent farm girl from Iowa.
Right, yeah.
Ginger, the vixen from Hollywood. Lovey, the shriveled up old bag who was married to the rich guy.
Thurston Howell III.
Yes.
That was a good show. And I think it's still on in syndication or reruns. So, I guess I hadn't realized until half hour ago that Russell was still alive, but he's passed out.
Well, it's not news if he's alive.
Well,
it's news
if
he's dead.
But you know, you just don't think, oh, geez.
Remember Russell Johnson?
He died.
He was the quirky character from Gilligan's Island. Here's how somebody can win the $25 gift certificate to Golf Addiction. The Professor actually had a name.
Oh.
You know, his name was the Professor, but the character of the Professor had a name. If somebody can call or text whatever comes in first, the name of the Professor, not Russell Johnson, the character's name, you can have the $25 gift certificate to Golf Addiction.
The pig's flashing up there right now.
The pig is flashing. Pinto, answer the pig, would you? It's flashing.
We have a stuffed pig up by the phone light, and I don't know why that little stuffed pig is up there. But
number 2, ding.
I think the initials of the fella that we're looking for were RH. Is that right? I didn't give the name.
They are RH.
Okay.
They are RH.
All right.
They are our age. Did you know that, or did you have to research that quickly?
I didn't. No, I don't have any. What am I doing? I'm just sitting here. I don't have a computer.
You are just sitting there. You're not doing much. Number 2, Jergy. Some locals are suing Target Corporation over the data breach.
Jim Monk worked the story late yesterday afternoon. The Solberg Stewart Miller law firm in Fargo, John and Mike Miller, a couple of attorneys working on that, and they're hoping that the judge will approve it as a class action. Everybody that shopped at a store in North Dakota, Target store, could become part of the class. And I guess at this point they're seeking $5 million in damages, but one of the attorneys told us yesterday that that's probably just a beginning number. A couple of the people that are suing who are named in the lawsuit to say they have their personal information was compromised. They were contacted by their banks and they have some issues. And so the thought is that there are more in North Dakota, and they could become part of this potential class action suit.
Are you checking your information every day diligently, or do you shop at Target?
You know, I was in Target around the holidays, but I'm a bargain shopper, and I was looking for something particular. I was looking for something in particular, and I was out in that area, and I checked there, and I checked across the street, and I checked down the way, the particular item that I was looking for that I don't recall. I think they were about sold out. I wasn't impressed by the price. I waited until after Christmas and got it at another spot for $20, $30 less than it was around Christmas time. So I didn't buy anything there then. I don't know. I think my daughter had spent some money there. I haven't looked at my statement. I don't think. I think I'm okay.
You're fine.
I think so.
I think I'm fine too. In fact, I'm better than fine. I'm doing great.
How was your nap, by the way, today?
It was good. I needed a little. Why?
I just wonder.
Why are you asking?
Well, you looked a little peaked this morning.
I was having.
You said you were going to go home and take a nap.
I did go home and take a nap.
Okay. Middle of the day. Must have been out last
night. Middle of the work day.
Must have been out. Some places have nap rooms. You know.
They have nap rooms.
Yeah, they do.
Some businesses have nap rooms.
Yes.
We need to have a nap room here at KFGO.
Well, Tom Wynn sleeps on the couch some morning. 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Wow, right in the middle of the shift, huh?
Well, he's not on the air yet.
Why? Oh, okay.
He comes in about 1:30 in the morning.
And jeez.
I don't know what he does till 5, but
I don't want to know.
Some days, Doug Lear finds him napping.
Do we have a winner? Did somebody call in with the correct answer?
Yes.
I have it, I think.
Well, let's Jergy answer it then, if he thinks he knows it.
R.H., right? Yeah. Initials? Yep. Roy Hinckley?
Roy Hinckley was the professor's real name. Now, you can't win.
That was his actor name, right?
Yeah, his
character.
The character's name.
They didn't use it much in the show. They called him Professor.
The first I knew of it was when I pulled up the story on the internets that said he died and his character was known as Roy Hinckley, the professor. So we had a caller call in.
Sue W.
Way to go, Sue W.
What's her real name?
We'll call her the professor. We'll call her Ginger.
Ms. Ginger.
Ginger, hey, Ginger.
Put that on their certificate.
Number one, Jurgi, the weather, the roads. Oh, my gosh. The sky is falling. It's terrible out there. Everybody needs to be safe.
Okay. Yeah. and by goodness, turn your headlights on.
Yes, please
and then
turn
don't
your
forget to
on.
Turn them off. They called this about right, wind-wise. They said we weren't going to get a lot of snow. Terry Spees and most of the local weather guys and weather people, weather service, blizzard warning. I think it met the criteria, wind-wise, certainly. And it's still blowing pretty good out there and out in the country. It's still not the best. I think all the major highways, for the most part, are open. 94 between Jamestown and Bismarck's back open. They had semi-jackknife near Alec earlier today in Minnesota, 94. That tied things up there for a good couple of hours, but that's open again. But travel is not the best. 94, Highway 10, 29. We had a Facebook message of a 22-car pileup in South Dakota near Sioux Falls, I-90. I don't know whether there were any injuries, but somebody sent us a photo from down there, so it was not good in eastern and southeastern, northeastern South Dakota either. The bar in Forbes, where they had a 72-mile-an-hour wind gust.
Flying H.
Yes, Harvey.
Been there.
You have?
Yes, I have.
Is that right?
Yes.
You must know Harvey, then.
I know Joel Heitkamp. That's all you need to know.
He's the owner. And he said, he told the AP, I have never been through a hurricane before, but I've been through a tornado that took the chimneys out and blew out the windows, said Harvey Anlicker, owner of the Flying J Bar and Grill in Forbes. I really don't know what kind of damage there is around here, but when the building starts shaking, you know something's going on. that's what Harvey said.
Maybe that's what somebody said about Kwame Travel earlier today as well.
No, I was over there. No, it was within the hour.
Oh, sorry.
She had a meeting, and I had to go connect the jumper cables from my international pickup to her 2001 Mitsubishi with nearly 200,000 miles.
Where is a 712 area code?
712.
Do we know that?
We can find out.
We'll find out because they just sent in a text message to our text club that says, do not send no more messages.
Read that again.
Do not send no more messages. So I don't know if, I don't think you're probably listening to KFGO, but wherever you're listening, he don't want no more messages sent to his phone.
Spencer, Lamar's, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, Sheldon, Storm Lake, Carroll.
They're listening to Sioux Falls Station then. So it's Sioux Falls, don't send no more messages to that guy because he don't want no more. Thank you, Jurgi.
Okay.
Have a great day. That's like the email I got at the forum one time when I was writing columns. Guy sent me an email, four words. You are a idiot, period.
I just got another message here from someone we both know, and it's kind of inside baseball, but I need an office, not a nap room.
Hey, I know that guy. I saw him last night, as a matter of fact.
That's
thanks.
Why you needed an app.
Hey, thanks, Jurgi. 237-5948-800-880.